Hey everyone, it's your girl Brooklyn Wiston, back with another dose of modern stoicism because let's face it, life can get pretty crazy, right? We're constantly bombarded with expectations, pressure to succeed, and the never-ending scroll of social media comparisons. It's a recipe for feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and honestly, a little beat down. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate all that noise with grace and resilience? Enter self-compassion and forgiveness, two powerful tools from ancient Stoic philosophy that can seriously upgrade your mental game. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? You know, that inner voice constantly pointing out flaws, replaying mistakes, and just generally making you feel inadequate. Yeah, we've all been there. That, my friends, is the ego running wild. But here's the thing. We need to learn to be kinder to ourselves. Think of it like this: you wouldn't treat your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself, right? So why do we give ourselves such a hard time? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and care that we would offer to someone we love. And let's not forget forgiveness both for ourselves and for others. Holding on to anger, resentment, and past hurts only weighs us down. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about releasing the grip those negative emotions have on us, allowing ourselves to move forward with peace and lightness. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, right? But trust me, these practices are like mental muscle exercises, they get easier with time and consistent effort. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion and forgiveness in your life. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. Remember, we're all human. We make mistakes, we experience setbacks, and sometimes we just plain mess up. It's part of the journey. Instead of beating yourself up over every stumble, acknowledge that it happened, learn from it, and move on. 2. Practice mindfulness. Paying attention to the present moment without judgment is a game changer. When those negative thoughts creep in, simply observe them without getting caught up in their drama. Imagine them like clouds passing by, they come and go, but they don't define you. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend who's going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Remember, you deserve compassion just as much as anyone else. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the things you're grateful for shifts your perspective from scarcity to abundance. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good in your life, big or small. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. 5. Let go of resentment. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions, it means releasing the grip those emotions have on you, freeing yourself from the burden of negativity. Picture this. You're rushing to get ready for work, feeling overwhelmed by a mountain of tasks. Your mind races with worries, doubts, and anxieties. Suddenly, you spill your coffee all over your favorite shirt. Now, imagine 2 different scenarios. In scenario 1, you berate yourself for being clumsy, replaying the moment in your head and feeling like a complete failure. You spiral into negativity, making the situation even worse. But in scenario 2, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that accidents happen, and gently remind yourself that it's just a shirt. You forgive yourself for the mishap and move on with a sense of calm and acceptance. See the difference? Self-compassion and forgiveness allow us to navigate life's inevitable ups and downs with grace and resilience. They empower us to show up as our best selves even when things get tough. So remember, be kind to yourself, forgive your mistakes, and embrace the journey. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Head over to our website or social media pages to share your thoughts and join the conversation. And don't forget, you got this. Keep practicing those Stoic tools and let me know how it goes. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.